This is KCUR 89.3. The man who runs a state-of-the-art recording studio in a Kansas City suburb refers to his facility as a spaceship. KCUR contributor Bill Brownlee spoke with Justin Wilson about how his futuristic setup carries on an old legacy.
From outside, Sound 81 Productions looks like any attractive contemporary house in a quiet subdivision of Riverside, Missouri. Inside, Justin Wilson is at the controls.
Out here is the cathedral, or the live room, and we designed it really for choirs and strings, and we've had a 45-piece chamber orchestra in here.
Wilson has roots in Kansas City's jazz scene that go back to before he was born. He grew up in Lawrence and Columbia, studied music production at a leading trade school in Florida, and interned with Sony Music in Chicago. But a corporate shakeup limited his prospects, so he came back here to regroup.
My band teacher from high school, from Columbia, introduced me to Ron and Grant at Soundtrack.
When Wilson says Ron and Grant at Soundtrack, he's talking about a recording studio called Soundtrack from back in the 80s. It was run by Ron Ubel and Grant Shinest. By the time Ubel came to Kansas City and established the studio, he'd already engineered several hit records, including the first few Mannheim Steamroller albums.
It became a legendary studio in town. You know, with a lot of the jazz great records coming from that. I worked for room and board. I never got a paycheck. I never got a salary. It was literally part of the family business that I was invited into because of my talent.
In addition to recording albums with top Kansas City musicians, Wilson developed a strong bond with his mentors.
They were going to retire and shut down the studio, but they're like, we want to pass the torch to you.
The planned transition sped up when Ubel died in 2016.
It was devastating for me when he passed. That was a 3-year transition that happened overnight.
Wilson's mad scramble following Ubel's death and Shinest's retirement resulted in one of the finest studios in town.
I feel like he recorded the majority of the jazz albums that have come out in the last few years. And before that, probably Soundtrack did.
That's Molly Hammer. The vocalist has worked extensively with Wilson.
I enjoy procrastinating because I'm busy while I'm waiting, doodling away.
Justin has a way of saying, I think you can do that one better. He knows what sounds good.
Wilson has worked with many of Kansas City's other notable musicians. Recent Sound 81 clients include Herman Mahari and Logan Richardson. Wilson's approach at Studio 81 doesn't appeal to every potential client. The meticulous Wilson is all business.
Might not be everyone's cup of tea.
He frequently turns down work from party-minded artists and is reluctant to collaborate with untalented musicians.
That $20,000 chain of equipment that you just sung into pretty much revealed that you have no talent right now. Maybe it's in there somewhere, but you didn't bring it today. And we didn't do anything wrong except just record a high-quality version of some crap. I don't want to do that.
Wilson's unwillingness to compromise his standards adds a layer of complication. Studios like Sound 81 are no longer essential. Laptops and smartphones have built-in recording equipment that can make conventional studios irrelevant. And the low-fidelity sound of many current hitmakers is part of their appeal.
Absolutely, we're a relic. I'm not afraid to admit that. It is completely possible to record something in your bedroom and to win a Grammy off of it. And that's the industry we live in.
But some musicians still need studios.
It's a different kind of need, but there's still a need for professionals.
Especially a young stickler carrying on an old Kansas City tradition. Reporting for KCUR 89.3, I'm Bill Brownlee.